At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
The story of the day, Simone Biles pulled out of the women's gymnastics team final at the Olympics today. She had competed, you know, in her first rotation, didn't look good, landed awkwardly, kind of slipped, was expected to compete in the uneven bars, but didn't. And then left the floor and, you know, just was not able to return and was not a physical issue. They called it a medical issue, but she spoke afterwards and basically said she just wasn't ready. It was about her mental health. Here she goes.
It's been really stressful, this Olympic Games. I think just as a whole, not having an audience, there are a lot of different variables going into it. It's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. So just a lot of different variables, and I think we're just a little bit too stressed out. But we should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case. Today has been really stressful. We had a workout this morning. It went okay, and then just that 5.5 hour wait or something, I was just like shaking, could barely nap. I've just never felt like this going into a competition before, and I tried to go out here and have fun and warm up in the back, went a little bit better, but then once I came out here, I was like, no, mental is not there, so I just need to let the girls do it and focus on myself.
All right, Rob, let me say this before we get into this. In my book, which, you know, my book on gymnastics is not very extensive, I'll admit, all right? But in my book, she's the GOAT, all right? I mean, just all the numbers show that, and just her accomplishments, her gold medals, her total medals. I mean, she's incredible. She's the GOAT. But this is odd. If you listen to her, it just sounds like she was stressed. Like the pressure, you know, was getting to her. And she just didn't feel like competing. And she pulled out. And I feel like I don't want to kill her. Nobody wants to kill her. But I do feel like if we're going to start accepting this, it just changes everything in sports. And also now, look, if she were a man, would she be being viewed differently? You know, I mean, we've all grown up. Let's just keep it real, Rob. We've grown up treating women and girls differently. I raised girls. I would have raised my boys. If I had boys, I would have raised them differently. I'd have been harder on them. I mean, I've let it be known. I believe in spanking. I spanked my girls when they were little. It didn't take but like once, really. And then I didn't get no trouble from them. I got spanked a ton when I was a kid.
You were a bad kid.
98% of my spankers were for fighting with my brother, who I love, and we were good friends, but we fought all the time. But it was fine. I don't have a problem with that. And I'm old school, you know, and these are new school ways. We're gonna get all into this, but I want to let you weigh in. What are your thoughts on this? Are you kind of as this is odd?
I'm going to say this. I'm not inside her head. I'm not going to speak for her. If she says she's stressed, I just have to take that as face value. You know what I mean?
I believe she's stressed.
And which is fine. And I get it, Chris, and it's different, and people express. I just think everybody's stressed. Have you ever?
I just think that's a part of life.
It is. Chris, you've been there. I've been there. I'm not saying it's the same thing as competing in the Olympics or trying to trivialize what she's gone through. But, Chris, didn't you have to write a story for the New York Times where you had 10 minutes for deadline and you couldn't miss it and you sat there?
You know what this was like,
okay?
Right? We're writing a story during the game.
Right.
During the game. And you got to send it right as soon as the game's over. You got to send
10 minutes later. Exactly.
To 1,000-word story as soon as the game. Rob, we've been there at NBA Finals writing two separate leads.
Right. And this is my point.
In case which team wins.
Right.
You don't know who's going to win.
And the stress.
And you know this quickly, because you know this.
Ahead.
There were guys that froze.
Right. Yep.
There were guys that froze at the Final Four or the Big East Championship or an NBA Finals. And couldn't do it. And it's just like, okay, you're not cut out for this. That's all I'm saying. Stress
and pressure is a part of life. And that's my point, is that we all face pressure every day in different doses. And I'm not saying that Chris, us writing a 600-word story is the same as competing in the Olympics, but it's our job. Our next on the line, Chris, how many times they're going to let you cover the NBA Finals if you miss deadline and miss 500,000 papers? How many times?
Right.
They'll say, Chris can't do it. Chris can't be a deadline writer.
Send him back
Chris
to high
needs
schools.
To write. Exactly. Right. Where they play during the day.
Do features or something, right.
Yes. Chris can't do it. Dude, people don't understand. So we all face pressure, but I got to admit, this stuff is going on more and more and more where I'm almost feeling detached from it because I know it's a different day and people like to express themselves and tell you everything that's going on. But I can't imagine that there weren't other people prior to this who had the same stressful feelings.
Right.
Who just decided, like, I'm just going to go out and do what I got to do. And if it doesn't work out, Chris, it doesn't work out. And I'm not going to stand up there and give everybody a song and a dance and tell everybody why I failed. I just couldn't. It didn't happen today. You know what I mean?
I tried
my best, and it didn't happen. And that's where you leave it. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I don't want to feel like
No, you're not being the bad guy, because everybody's thinking the same thing. A lot of people are afraid to say it.
Right. That's just
but
how I feel.
Nobody wants to come on down on Simone Biles, and she's definitely stressed. I mean, she admitted she was a victim of Larry Nassar and the sexual assault. That's just come to light
at Michigan within
a few years.
Right.
Yeah, the past few years. And I mean, so I'm not denying that she's stressed and just the pressure of everything being thrown at her. But to your point, Rob, every Olympic athlete before her and now is feeling pressure. Pressure is a part of sports. It's a part of everything. Like you said, it's a part of every job, particularly high pressure, you know, high profile jobs. But every athlete that's part of it, Rob. Can you perform under pressure? I saw a video today of Ben Simmons shooting jumpers like he was Kevin Durant in a scrimmage. Against, I don't know who in the world he was playing against, but it was some open gym. But can he do it in an NBA game? The difference is pressure. And we've already celebrated athletes for handling pressure. And I heard someone say today, and a lot of people have said, well, what if Tom Brady just basically said the same thing as Simone Biles before the Super Bowl and pulled out? Or LeBron James said the same thing before the finals and pulled out? What would it look like?
T.O. going out there injured, Chris, and playing in the Super Bowl.
Right.
Get your popcorn ready.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
With a broken leg out there. And I'm just going to suck it up. It's a Super Bowl. It's the only chance. This might be, and it wound up being the only chance, right?
Look at LeBron, and we all know, 2011 – he melted down, right, against the Dallas Mavericks. But he went out there. And then afterwards, he has to sit in the press conference and answer questions about it. LeBron, why didn't you post up J.J. Barrett? He has to answer questions about it. The best player in the world has to stand there and do that. That's been a part. And we're going to keep going on this because this is just a big topic. Is this a sea change in how we're going to view athletes? We've always looked to you. We've put them on a pedestal, Rob, because of their physical greatness, but also because of their mental greatness.
Chris, do you remember the Jay Cutler playoff game in Chicago where he came out of the game? Do you remember that playoff game? I think that was against the Packers. Don't you remember?
Had the knee injury.
And they shredded him. Do you remember that? People sat at home and absolutely shredded him for not going out there to compete when he was injured. And yes, he had an injury and wound up having surgery, but people were playing like they knew what was going on, and he got killed. Do you remember, right?
They shredded Ben Simmons a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Now, what if Ben Simmons, before game 4 against Atlanta, had come out and said, you know, mentally I'm just not there. I need to take a break. I need to protect my mental health. I think in many quarters, he would have been celebrated. But he goes out and tries to push through it, and he does push through it and fails. He shrinks under the pressure. That's just all there was to it, and he got killed. So, like I said, I want to continue talking about this, Rob, and we're going to give you guys a chance, the callers as well, but we're going to try to get out some of our thoughts, and we're just having a discussion. We're not coming down on anybody.
We're not condemning anybody.
Right.
If she says she's stressed, Chris, I have no idea of knowing. I'm going to take her word at face value.
And for me, Rob, it's not like I completely believe she's stressed. Right. My thing is all athletes are stressed. You don't think the dudes on Team USA Basketball right now are stressed? Because they're getting embarrassed in front of the whole world. You don't think the track athletes who have one shot in the 100 meters or the 400, whatever, are stressed? So to me, it's not, is she stressed? Oh, I fully believe she's stressed. But
no, the only
is
reason
that
I
a
say
valid,
that,
like,
only reason
you know,
I say that is because
explanation,
lost.
Excuse, whatever.
Do you know
right.
what I mean? Like
she wasn't able to perform to her best of her ability.
Exactly. So that's why I'm saying, you know, like if she would have won, Chris, you know what I mean, and then said I can't do it, then maybe it would feel a little different. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, she would. Yeah, it would have felt differently.
It would have felt totally different.
You're open to it potentially just being an excuse.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Like you know, if you're right. winning and you say I can't go on or I'm just, then I've got to buy into it. You were playing well enough to win. In her case, she didn't perform as well as she normally does.
That's a fair.
That's all I'm saying.
You're right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast.
And our next guest is a licensed therapist.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with, hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
And a mental health expert, Dr. George James. Dr. James, welcome to The Odd Couple.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Thanks, Chris. Thanks, Rod. Pleasure to be with you both. Thanks for having me on.
Nah, man, it's great to have you, and what a time. It's a perfect day for it. We watched, you watched, I'm sure, Simone Biles and her press conference and, you know, how she pulled out of her Olympic, at least that competition. And she was, talked a lot about how stressed she was and how stressful this situation is from an, you know, she was talking in the athletic context. How do you know the difference between the typical stress and pressure that I would imagine every athlete feels at the highest levels, right? Professional or Olympic or whatever it may be, versus a real mental health issue. I mean, I guess you could say that's all mental health, but how do you tell the difference between a situation where they shouldn't be competing versus one where, I feel the pressure, I feel the heat, I'm stressed, but I got to go out there and perform. Like, how do you tell the difference?
Yeah, you know, I think that's a really good question. And, you know, you all know, like, you know, with athletes you talk to and work with and things that you've done, that most athletes have a routine, have a rhythm, have a way to kind of push through whatever adversity there is, whether it be physical injury or mental health injury or mental health concern. You know, that the things they do, the warm-up, the how they get themselves hyped. And I think that when you know that there's a significant issue, is that if, when you do the things that you normally do, when you check all the things that you normally check, and you still can't get yourself to the place where you need to, or you still feel off, or those thoughts feel louder in your head, and you can't quiet those thoughts to allow yourself to perform, that's when you know the mental health or mental struggle is greater than whatever you might be dealing with.
So what you saw with Simone Biles, like, what was your take on, you know, what went down at the press conference today and her pulling out?
You know, on one level, I'm proud of her. I want to give her, like, a lot of props and credit, because it takes a lot to go before the world and say, like, you know what, I needed to just take a step back for myself, for the team, for the country, so that, because I wasn't in the right space. And I think that we've been seeing more athletes use their platform, use their voices to say, look, some things are not right, whether with me or the circumstance, and I need to take a step back. And so I was grateful that she was able to do that. I also felt for her because, like, you know, just think about it. I mean, I can never imagine what it means to be on such a high stage like she has been for so many years with so many people expecting her to come out with multiple gold medals, and you know, between social media, between the world, between the U.S. Impact, is just a lot of pressure, and it's not that easy to just brush that off. And so I think like she highlighted what so many athletes go through, and what we see, what some athletes would do is that it'd just be poor performance. But she just didn't want to like put herself in that position.
Oh, the only issue I have is that how come people aren't bowing out when they win? You know, like the stress of it or the pressure. It's always after a poor performance or when they're losing or they lost. That's where I have an issue with it. We all feel stress in everything we do, a part of our lives. Can you help me with that? Why do you think it's only when things are going bad that stress is does stress not happen during even when you're winning or playing well? There's no stress there?
No, there's stress on both winning and losing. But, you know, like in sports, right, there's momentum, right? When you're winning or you're coming back or you're doing some good things, like you start to feel that. And sometimes that can really help to counter, like, whatever stress that you might be feeling. But on the flip, when you're losing or when now, like, things are not going so well, the intensity increases. And like I said, some athletes are able to get to the place where they have a routine or process to help them through that. But truthfully, many athletes have not been dealing with their mental health or mental wellness to really help them deal with it. I mean, Simone even said today about she needs to work on her mindfulness. So I think that's part of her game that she has to work on and improve. But a lot of athletes, when you get to the bad times, it intensifies and becomes overwhelming and impacts your performance.
Doc, a lot of people feel like these things, rightly or wrongly, that these are becoming excuses, you know, where an athlete just is facing the typical stress and pressure that all athletes have felt. And let's be honest, we've celebrated athletes for being able to play through the pressure and
make the big play, make the big shot. Right.
Yeah. What do you say to those? Yeah. What do you say to those that feel like, I mean, because we haven't really seen athletes pull out of events like we seem to be seeing today. What do you say to those who would say, what is going on? Like, athletes, if this is part of the game that you fight through this stuff, and if you can't fight through it, it just is what it is. You have a bad performance, you lose whatever, and you live on. But these are people perceiving these as excuses.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand how people see that, because a lot of people are not fully aware for themselves or even for athletes what all the things that are going on. Like when we talk about anxiety, people just throw that word around but not recognizing how it could really be crippling to somebody, paralyze someone. But I get it. I hear what you're saying in terms of like how, like, you know, we've celebrated, we've given people like credit for pushing through. And
right.
One of the things, once again, is we talked about mental toughness for a lot of athletes, is their ability to push through some of that. I think it's both. The ability, because, you know, they're great athletes. We're going to see Naomi come back and do great things. We're going to see Simone go on to do great things. So it's not like they're just not going to do it, but being able to admit where they are in this particular moment. So I think it's getting the skills necessary, because many athletes, once again, have ignored the mental side of it. And some of those athletes who pushed on, outside of the game, they've had other issues, whether alcohol, drugs, family,
right.
Other things that have now blown up because they didn't take care of their mental health.
Well, Osaka, you know, like her situation seems like she only seems to have anxiety, you know, when she loses or doesn't play well and then has to talk to the media. If she wins, again, this is why I just have I'm not here. I'm not a doctor. I'm not diagnosing anybody. I'm not being flip with their with what they say. If somebody says that they don't feel well or they're hurt or they're feeling stressed, I'm going to take them at their word. But it just doesn't feel right, you know, for the other people looking from the outside going, okay, she lost, so she's going to duck out and not talk to the media today and use that as she, mentally she can't cope. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, is there a happy medium?
I hear you, and I think, like, some of it is that we don't always have the full story. We don't always know how long has this been going on, What have they been doing? And once again, how are they getting help? Like, I mean, just, you know, recently, you know, Aaron Rodgers comes out talking about his bouts with depression, right? We don't know what he was going through or how he really dealt with it, but he finally is really talking about it. And so I think the same thing with, like, Naomi. We're just now starting to hear what is going on. And she's sharing this, that it might be more intense during those losing times or when there's a lot of push or pressure or intensity. But we don't know if it's also during the winning times. She just might not have shared that. So I think, like, it would be great to have the full story, but sometimes we don't. We only have, like, sound bites of what's going on.
When we, you know, when we hear the term mental health, I think most of us, maybe just because of the way society's been, you know, we think of the worst, right? Like, they're really, I mean, you think of the worst, depression or worse than that. But I've heard some people say, and I kind of agree with this, what if there's also a term mental fitness? Because we have physical fitness. Like, we expect the players on the teams and the professional athletes to get physical fitness trainers. What about do you think it's to the point where teams and professional athletes need to have mental fitness coaches that help them get, you know, we know people have had sports psychologists and things like that, but teams need to have mental fitness coaches to help them perform to the best of their ability, handle whatever stresses and pressures they may be feeling. And that's almost like a separate category than mental health, because mental health, to me, when I hear that, I'm like, okay, they really need to go maybe be in a hospital and not be playing sports at all right now. Mental fitness, to me, feels a whole lot different.
Hey, Chris, I'm right there with you, and it's something I've been encouraging and campaigning for a long time. I think that yeah, when we hear mental health, a lot of times we think about illness and disorder. We
right.
think about schizophrenia, depression,
right.
severe anxiety. Right, where we're like, oh man, that's like, yo, there's a lot going on there. Versus, like what you say, mental fitness, I've used mental wellness, because that's about what are we doing on a normal basis for, and that's just the everyday person, for your family and your
right.
and your well-being, your work life. It could be for an athlete. What are you doing to keep you, as you said, fit mentally? What are the routines? What are the breathing exercises? Who are you talking to? Because honestly, I've worked with a lot of folks, whether it be NBA, NFL, other leagues, and some of the things that really kind of overwhelm people is their personal life. And that then gets into their head and then impact their performance. But they can't say that to you. They can't say that to everybody
right.
because that's what's really going on within them. So I totally agree that, and more teams are. Leagues are doing it. The NBA has tried. The NFL, MLB has tried to really push to a place of not just performance, but mental fitness and mental wellness.
Yeah, I think that would help a lot. And hopefully we are headed in that direction, because I'm torn. I mean, I think it's great that athletes are now, you know, more comfortable talking about their mental challenges and, you know, just not being ready to compete or whatever it may be. And people are also more, you know, willing to hear that out and listen to it and understand it. But at the same time, you don't want just an athlete who doesn't feel like talking to the media today,
right, to
use that as an excuse, you know?
Right. Yeah. No, I totally agree. And look, I love sports, and I love seeing people who have trained and worked hard perform at the highest level. I mean, some of the most great, amazing games and experiences that athletes can do is when they are performing at their peak. But when, once again, going to the term, when they're not mentally fit, right, when they're not at their mentally at their best, they don't do that. And so, you know, even the thing with Simone today, like, I was disappointed. I was looking forward to that. I was excited to see her and the team perform at that next level. But also at the same time, I don't want her hurt. Because, I mean, gymnastics, she's flipping on, like, a cell phone. Like, if her mind is not in it, that could really mess her up in her life.
Right, right. All right, Doc, great stuff. We
yes,
appreciate the
we
time
appreciate
and the
it.
Insight.
Thanks for the
for
knowledge.
Real.
Hey, look, I appreciate it. Anytime y'all want to do a mental fitness segment, just let me know. I appreciate
hey, no, real talk.
We will be in touch, man. Thank you very much.
And Chris needs help because every day he gets beat up on the show and he goes home and doesn't feel good.
Yo, man, take it easy on him, man. You know, everybody can't be on the same level.
All right, you know, it be like that sometimes.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Dr. James.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And let's start right there again, Rob, but not just centering on Simone Biles, but Naomi Osaka, who lost, of course, in the third round of the women's singles in these Olympics in Tokyo. And initially, Rob, when she lost, which happened in straight sets, she left the venue without speaking to the media. But then she returned and did speak to the media and answered a few questions. And here's what she said, Robert, one of the things she said. I definitely feel like there was a lot of pressure for this, the Olympics. I think it's maybe because I haven't played in the Olympics before, and for the first year, it was a bit much. I feel like my attitude wasn't that great because I don't really know how to cope with that pressure. So that's the best that I could have done in this situation. So she didn't make an excuse. She said, look, the pressure is one of the things that got to me. You know, physically, she may not have had it either, but she did say, I didn't really know how to cope with the pressure. I was feeling it. And so this was the best I could do. And I can respect that, you know. And so I'm glad she spoke to the media. But what are your thoughts on this, Rob?
Yeah, she did duck out, right, first, Chris,
yep.
After she lost.
I don't know if her people got to her or what. But
yeah, and then I think maybe, you know, enough people said, hey, you can't do this. Like, you know, you already went through this. Come back. She answered a few questions, you know. It's like pulling teeth, I guess, to the reporters. I don't know. It just seemed like there's something else going on. You know, like it's just, it's, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but this anti-media thing, I don't know where it's coming from. It's just it's just a part of your job.
And look, that doesn't make it easy. That is a part of your job.
I get but that's what you sign up for, Chris. I mean, like, it's easy to say that, you know, like, it's kind of what you sign up for. You sign up, you give your opinion every day, TV, radio, whatever. People push back on you.
Right.
It's
part of the job.
Part of the job. What are you going to do, attack everybody who attacks you or disagrees with you? You know what I mean? Or call them out or whatever.
Yep.
I mean, no, you can't do that.
But you bring up an interesting point because, first of all, if Naomi Osaka, in many ways, loves the media. I mean, she's recently been on the cover of Vogue. There was a Netflix documentary about
her. She's controlling the narrative.
She's been on the cover of Time. There's a Barbie doll for her. She was on Sports Illustrated. It's a swimsuit issue, I guess. I didn't know that. But, you know, so she likes the media. What she doesn't like is the pushback and or criticism. But like you said, and this is my point, Rob, is life, that's a part of life. And I'm not trying to lecture Naomi Osaka, but I'm just saying there are parts of your job, Rob, parts of my job that are tough, right?
Right.
And you might not like it, but you, like you said, you sign up for it. If you want to do it, then you got to get through it. And I meant to say this earlier, Rob, you know, and we're talking about, you know, well, I'll get to that later. But I just think, like you said, she signed up for this. And, you know, it's just a part of the job. And you might not like it, but you need to handle it. And I really think something that that brought up with George James, Rob, I think that needs to become as much a part of sports, how we have, you know, coaches that stretch us out or trainers that stretch us out that teach us how to lift weights and all that. I think they need to have like a mental fitness coaches now that can really help the athletes work through their mental issues or challenges, I should say. And if they can determine if it's really a serious mental illness, you know what I mean? Where an athlete shouldn't be competing at this point.
Right.
If you're that unstable
or whatever, then maybe you should step to the side. It doesn't mean that you have to give up your career or anything, but just step to the side for a minute.
For a moment. And you know, George James, the doctor with us last hour, he made a good point, Rock. And I was talking to a former NBA player who said this to me. We're just talking off the record about this.
Right.
And he was saying, you know, a lot of athletes, they deal with, this is why, and I don't know if it's any more than the average population, but he said that's why a lot of athletes are on drugs or, you know, are alcoholics or what, because the stress of that comes with playing the sport, you know, or being in the spotlight constantly like that. That's how they deal with it. And we know they do various ways, sex, gambling, alcohol, drugs, whatever it may be.
So what about the rest of the people in the society who don't have all that?
Maybe they got stressed to that too, though. Chris. They got stressed too. Yeah, and that's how they deal with it.
Right. I guess the thing is,
it doesn't mean we stop society. You may be dealing with, you may have an anxiety about talking to the media, but guess what? You still got to do it. And we can help you work through it.
My anxiety.
As you continue to talk with them.
Are eating chocolate cream filled cupcakes at 1 o'clock in the morning with whole white milk. You know, like that's how I deal with my stress. No, I'm just. That's with my stress.
Different people deal with it different ways.
Right. I'm just saying, and I'm being funny, but seriously, everybody has their own thing, Chris. How you deal? I could drink a lot, or I could have no drink. You know what I mean? Like if I said to myself right now, I'm not gonna have a drink for the next year. Easily, I could go a year without having a drink. Easily.
Right.
Once I determine that, and you've seen me lose weight, gain weight, whatever, right? When I say I'm not going to eat, Chris,
what do I do? You're in a gain stretch.
No, I'm gaining. There's no doubt about it. Are you kidding? Oh, yeah, Chris. Oh, my God.
No NABJ in person, so don't worry about it.
There you go. Well, that's next August. I'll be ready.
But, Rob, like I was starting out by saying, if Naomi Osaka or anybody is upset about the media, I think more than the regular media, Rob, is social media. That's what that can, and you have to know what kind of person you are. And that's why, like I've said, I've turned the corner on Kevin Durant because KD can read all the mess about him and go back at people and still be able to go out there and ball. And so I'm fine with him like that. But some people can't read that. It'll mess with them. It'll steal their confidence, their joy, whatever it might be, their love of playing the game. And you know what I'd say to those people, Rob? Get off social media. At least get off it to the degree that you're on it now, right? You have to know what you are and what you can handle and what you can't.
I told this to, you know, young players who came into whatever city I was working in, Chris, especially when I was a columnist or whatever. I would just say, you know, like to a young guy, like, don't listen to sports talk radio and don't read the paper like that. You know, like, if it's going to bother you, just don't take part in it. I used to always say, the paper and sports talk radio for the fans. It's not for you. It just isn't.
Yep.
And you're not always going to be happy, Chris. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
Just if you know that it's going to bother you, just lay off of it. But for some people, it's a drug. And I tell them, especially, don't read my column when you go 0-4. Don't do it.
Uh-huh.
That's
but
right.
That's what I know they've always told the players in New York, right? When you come
don't
to New York, don't read the back page. Don't read the tabloids. And I get it. I mean, do you think LeBron sits there and watches Undisputed all the time? You know what I mean?
I would hope not. I mean,
remember, Rob, what did LeBron do after his meltdown in 2011 against Dallas? That's when he started going into Zero Dark 23 or whatever he called it, right?
I thought he ripped the fans. Remember? First he ripped the fans.
Well, he did.
Chris.
I ain't mad at him. I mean, look, I've said the wrong thing many a time. If I'm in a situation like that, a lot of you, you know, I ain't mad at
y'all
him.
Y'all got to go back to
y'all
your miserable lives.
Me, yeah.
I'm going
to
be all
your
right.
Life.
Right.
I don't
right.
think he said miserable, but he said go back to your regular life, and I'm going to go back to mine. I ain't mad because everybody was ripping him. Shoot, let me shoot back. Why I got to be the bad one when I shoot back? Y'all shooting at me. But anyway, what he started doing was Zero Dark 23, 30, whatever the heck he called it. And he would, once the playoffs started, no media, right? No watching SportsCenter, no watching any of the shows. None of that. All he did, he'd watch movies and things like that. He'd read books and got away from it. And obviously he began to perform differently and win championships. I think he's back now. You know, I think he feels like he's gotten to a point where it seems like he's, you know, on social media now during the playoffs, but he did what he needed to do. And I think that's what people need to do. But one thing he didn't do, Rob, was not talk to the media. He still talked to the media. And Rob, I've said this, and I firmly believe it. I don't know where you're at on this. I think today's athletes, not just LeBron, he's the top, but all of today's athletes are under far more scrutiny than athletes have ever been.
But I agree with that, but I think the media that covers them are more fanboys than when we were there. And I'm dead serious. There are more guys, and I'm not talking about social media or just some Joe Blow in his basement. I'm talking about the media. I don't think that they get raked over the coals or whatever. Yes, there's more of it. It's 24 hours. But I don't believe that. I think there are
locally,
a lot of fanboys in the media, Chris, who idolize these guys, who worship these guys.
I think this more than makes up for that. You got the debate shows. And not only the debate shows on TV virtually all day, and then you've got radio shows like this where a lot of times the debate shows are killing guys. Now, you're right in that the local play, you know, the Sacramento Kings, they're not really, you know, nobody's talking about them on the debate shows, right? And locally, if there are full of fanboys in the media, I'm not sure, then, yeah, they might have it easier.
I think there's more of that.
Athletes, they're, yeah, they, but like Michael Jordan didn't have to deal with First Take or Undisputed scrutinizing every missed game winner in the regular season. You know, and Magic didn't have to deal with that. So they have it far worse in that regard.
I disagree from this standpoint. You don't have to watch that. And those people who are criticizing you, you never see face-to-face or you never talk to them. Do you know what I mean? I think there's a little different.
But how does that, that doesn't change. What it does, though, is though. Remember, you used to get criticized locally. Now, when you're criticized on one of these debate shows, it's all over the country. And it creates people, you know, just average fans. That helps fuel the social media stuff. Did you see what so-and-so said? And now half the people are with him, half are against him. Like, it's a mushrooming effect from these shows that's crazy. You, Rob, I don't know about – I'd like to hear your answer to this. I feel like now when I see people, you know, we're out and people, oh, you know, iCouple, first, you know, first things first, whatever.
Right.
Everybody's got a take now. Have you noticed that?
No, that's for sure.
You're right. You know, that's like true. Everybody's like, oh, LeBron this, Jordan that. Like, it's no longer just, hey, how you doing? Can I get a picture? Oh, whatever. It's like they got a take on something.
No, that I'll agree with, that there's a take. People, and you know, I'm going to give Jim Rome some credit because I am. And I know I always rip on him every chance I can.
Look, his show was hot, you know?
No, but you know what he used to say? Have a take and don't suck. Remember that? Have a take.
Yep.
So he used to say that way back in the day. So I give him credit for that. And that's where we are, Chris, about having a take.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover.
Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.